A U.S. representative for Maryland proposes a panel to oust President Donald Trump if he is physically or mentally unfit to lead the country. Democrat Jamie Raskin seeks to gain support for a bill to create an 11-member oversight commission on presidential capacity. The panel would carry out medical examinations and determine whether the president is physically and mentally able to do the job. The 25th Amendment bill to establish procedure in case the president is incapacitated has gained momentum after Trump tweeted attacks against the MSNBC cable hosts. The president would be able to appeal the decision. Two-thirds of both the House and the Senate would also need to agree with the commission's assessment in order to dismiss the president. For more on that, we're joined by Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator. Thank you, Mr. Silverstein, for your time. So apparently, according to the American Constitution, the Democrats do have the right to put the president's mental and physical well-being into question. But how far can they go with this? How far can the Democrats go with this?
Well, let's start by exploring the political issues here. The Congress can impeach a president. The Senate and the House of Representatives would have to vote by the House of Representatives would vote by a majority, and the Senate would vote by two-thirds to impeach a president, and that will remove him from office for engaging in high crimes or misdemeanors. That is largely a political a debate that happens, and since the Republicans are in the majority, it's unlikely at this point that that could be a successful route. This is an alternative. It would appoint a nonpartisan commission of psychiatrists, doctors, and possibly ex-presidents who would sit as a body and would be able to determine whether or not the president was mentally had mental capacity to continue in office. Unfortunately, the vice president would be on this commission, and that is the current Vice President Mike Pence, so he would have the veto power over this matter. But it is an alternative to impeachment, and it's an interesting concept because it would allow Republicans who do not want to say that Trump has engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors, who might be willing to say that he's mentally incapacitated, and in that way get out of the issue of having to make a political judgment about crimes. So I think that this is also a little bit of a what we call in English a Hail Mary. It's not the a sure thing that this would work, but it does give the members of Congress another avenue to pursue if they do feel that they need to get rid of President Trump. And I might say that the comments that you mentioned have been roundly denounced by Republicans and Democrats, and Trump continues to display very bizarre mental behavior. Today he announced the creation of a space commission, and he started basically babbling about space and infinity, and a former astronaut who was standing by his side looked had looks of complete shock at what Trump was saying. So I think Americans of all stripes, Democrats and Republicans, are just really mystified by some of Trump's mental processes. So I don't think that this is completely out in left field, but it will take probably a longer period of time to see the president's behavior become more and more strange and aberrant before it does result in something like this being effective.
Mr. Silverstein, it's not the first time that President Donald Trump has tweeted controversial statements. Why is this last one, why has it sparked so much outrage?
Well, because he was commenting on the appearance of a female broadcaster of a very popular cable news show and said that she had come to his resort in Florida bleeding from a facial reconstruction from a you know, having her surgery on her face, and he said that she was bleeding and that he wouldn't let her come to the resort because of it, and it just struck people on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, as incredibly bizarre behavior, because this female newscaster had been saying negative things on her show about him. Then it turns out that someone possibly in the Trump administration had threatened to publish a nasty smear article in a tabloid newspaper about the female journalist if she wouldn't stop speaking negatively about Trump. And it's all sort of very seamy, very dirty, and it's just not the way that presidents behave in this country. Maybe in no country in the world, I don't even know, but the behavior is just so strange that everybody is scratching their head and saying, what is wrong with this person? And of course, many of us knew that there was something wrong with him, but for those who voted for him or supported him, they're hopefully starting to see this as well. And that could lead us down the road to something like this commission, possibly ruling that he's mentally incapacitated.
And how far do you think the Democrats can go? What do you think, how practical can this commission be?
Well, as I said, I think it's one tool that can get us there. I don't think it may be the answer in itself, but I think creating options that allow the Republicans to consider removing him that aren't what I would call the nuclear option, which is impeachment. This is an alternative to that, which is it sort of gives them an excuse to say that he's incapacitated and get rid of him as president without having to have a trial, which is what would happen in the case of impeachment. So I think that it's possibly not the answer in itself, but it does give us an extra tool we didn't have before. So I think for that reason, it's a positive.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Silverstein. That was Richard Silverstein out of Seattle. He's a journalist and political commentator. Thank you for your comments.